What not to do. Assuming every goth is satanic, dangerous, or rebellious, when Christian leaders meet someone shaped by goth subculture, they must avoid careless assumptions. Do not assume every goth is satanic. Do not assume every goth is involved in witchcraft. Do not assume dark clothing means rebellion. Do not assume skulls always mean death worship. Do not assume dark music means spiritual danger. Do not assume a former goth woman is exaggerating when she talks about pain, control, or confusion in that world. Ask before you label. Many goths have felt misunderstood by Christians. Some were artistic, sensitive, wounded, or lonely. Some found in goth culture a place where sadness was not denied. They found music that named grief. They found fashion that expressed what they felt inside. They found friends who did not demand cheerful performance. A harsh Christian response can confirm their worst fear. Christians do not want to understand me. They only want to judge me. That does not mean Christian leaders must affirm every aspect of goth identity. Some expressions of darkness can become spiritually unhealthy. Some goth scenes overlap with occult practices, sexual confusion, substance use, emotional dependency, or relationships built around shared brokenness. Some marriages formed in those worlds may carry control, fantasy, despair, or spiritual bondage. But the first response should still be wise, calm, and truthful. A poor response says you were goth. That must have been demonic. A better response says, what did that world mean to you at the time? A poor response says, you need to stop being so dark. A better response says, did that identity help you express pain, or did it begin to trap you? A poor response says, Christians do not think about death. A better response says, Christianity takes death seriously, but we see death through the cross and resurrection of Jesus. Do not mock. Do not panic. Do not interrogate. Do not pressure a person to give a dramatic testimony. Do not treat their past as a spectacle. Do not turn their story into ministry content without permission. And do not pretend all darkness is depth. Some darkness is honest lament. Some darkness is artistic expression. Some darkness is unresolved grief. Some darkness is spiritual danger. Some darkness is identity bondage. A wise Christian leader learns to discern the difference. The goal is not to make people more normal. The goal is to help them become whole in Christ. Jesus does not shame the wounded. He does not romanticize darkness either. He calls people into truth, light, healing, belonging, and resurrection hope.